Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fifth parak of Hilchos Eruvin. In this parak, we now turn to the topic of Shitof Mavos, the joining together of different chatzeros surrounding one mavoi, one alleyway, in order to allow the people from those chatzeros to carry in the mavoi. Halacha Aleph. Anshei mavoi, shayobenein shitof b'machal echad, leinin schora, kigon shekanu yayin b'shutafos, o shemen, o dvash, o hiyoti behen. If you have people all connecting to this one alleyway, who together have an actual partnership in some form of business. For example, they had together bought wine or oil or honey or the like. So in that case, Einan Sarichin Shitof Acher Leinyan Shabbos, then they don't need to create a new partnership for the sake of Shabbos to allow them to carry. Elasomchan Al Shitof Shel Schara, they can rely on the fact that they have an actual business relationship, they have this partnership already standing, and therefore don't have to create a new one. V'hu Sheyeh HaMin Shein Shutavin Bo Min Echad U'B'Kli Echad. However, the Rambam limits this to say that it's specifically when the produce they're dealing with is one specific type of produce, and it is all placed in one particular vessel. On the other hand, if they instead had been joined together with some natural business relationship, but one was with another one with regards to wine, and another one with the other one with oil or the like, or they all had joined with wine, but it was in two different vessels, so then they need a new partnership to join them together with regards to Shabbos. Halacha Beis. Echad mibnei ha-mavoi shebikish mechaber yayin o shemen kodem ha-shabbos, v'lo nasan lo, if one member from the mavoi had asked another member for wine or oil before Shabbos, and he hadn't given it to him, batal ha-shitof, that undoes their partnership. Because by not giving it, he's revealed that, in fact, they aren't really partners who aren't particular about this or that amongst each other, and therefore they can't be joined. New case now. If somebody who was a part of the mavoi normally would join together with the mavoi, but one particular week he hadn't, then the other members of the B'nai Mavoi are able to enter into his home and take the item which will now join them together in this partnership against his will. And if somebody just doesn't want to participate generally, it's not like he normally did. Here he never did. He was one of the members of the Mavoi and he didn't participate. So then they are allowed to force him to join together with them. Halacha Gimel. Echad mibnei ha-mavoi shehaya lo otzer shel yayin o shemen u'kiyoti behen. If one member of the mavoi had a big storehouse of wine or oil or the like, harei zeh mezakeh menu ma'at l'chol bnei ha-mavoi l'shtateh bo u'ma'arei bo aleihem. He can grant ownership to each member of the mavoi, even just a small amount, in order so that way they can be viewed as partners, and then have them all count as one. And even if he didn't specify, okay, this little bit is going to be for him, this little bit for him, rather it's all mixed together in that storehouse, nonetheless, that still counts as joining them together for a partnership. If you have a courtyard which has two entrances that lead into two distinct alleyways, if they specifically join together with one and one alone, then they are forbidden to use the second mavoi, and accordingly they can't carry in and out of it. Therefore, if we go with the case mentioned in the previous halacha, where one person in one mavoi is going to grant ownership to all the other members of the mavoi in order to create a partnership between them, so in that case, if he wants to do so on behalf of this courtyard at one of its ends, you have to let them know, because in this case, you can only have them join together with their consent, with their knowledge, because it's not necessarily good for them, because maybe they'd prefer to join together with the other alleyway on their other side and not with this one. So therefore, you need to tell them. The wife of an individual is able to participate in an erev on his behalf, even without his knowledge. This is assuming, though, he doesn't clearly say that he doesn't want to participate, as we'll see in a moment. However, if he had done so, then she's not able to participate in the erev on his behalf, and similarly, and she also has no right to join in a shitor mavos unless he gives his consent. So now what does it mean that he forbids the others? If he says explicitly that I don't want to make the erev with you, or I don't want to join in this partnership with you. Nishtatfu anshei chatzar zu im echad mishnei hamavos. If we go back to the case where there's one chatzar which has entrances which lead into a mavoi on one side and a mavoi on the other side. So in that case, if the people in that chatzar had joined together with one of those two alleyways, if they had joined together with one particular species, one particular type of produce, afilu kala osu amin, even if that particular type runs out, hareza osa shitov acher, they can still make a new partnership, umizak lehen, and then grant ownership of it to the people in the chatzar. And here you don't have to tell them a second time because they've already expressed that they want to join with this particular mavoi. And if they had joined with two different types of produce, and then there was some decrease in the amount of food that was there, so in that case, you can also just add on more and grant them ownership, and again, you don't have to tell them once they've expressed that they want to be with you. However, if all of it were to run out, in that case, you would be able to grant them ownership, but you do need to tell them first. And similarly, if there were more neighbors who have now joined together in this chatzer, so in that case also, mezak lehem, you can grant them ownership, however, b'tzarech lodiyam, you do need to tell them that you've done so. Halacha zayin, nishtatfa chatzer zu, in b'nei mavoi zeh, mi pesach zeh, v'mnei mavoi hasheni, min pesach acher, if the people in this courtyard make a shituf with the mavoi on one side, as well as another shituf with the mavoi on the other side, so in that case, muteres im shnehem, they are allowed to carry with both, v'hei mutar nima, and those, respectively, are allowed to carry with them, u'shnehem avos asurin demze. However, to carry from one mavoi through the chatzar to the other one, that is not allowed. Lo erva im echad mehen, oseres al shnehem. If this chatzar does not create a shituf with either one of these mavos, so then they ultimately cause both of them to be forbidden to carry, because they need this chatzar's participation. If this courtyard had one entrance which was more frequently used and the other one which was less frequently used, then the one that they normally go through, that one will be able to forbid that mavoi. However, the one that they don't normally use does not forbid the other mavoi. If they create a shituf with the mavoi with it, they pass through the doorway which they don't as frequently use. So in that case, the other one still becomes permitted, then they don't need to go and create a shituf with them as well, because they've expressed a preference that they're going with the one, even though it's the less frequently used door, that's the one that they're connecting to. Halachates. Erva b'nei ha-mavoi she-hi regila bo la'atzman, v'hi lo erva imo, v'lo im b'nei ha-mavoi ha-acher she-ein regila bo, v'gam lo erva b'nei ha-mavoi she-ein regila bo. If you have the following circumstance, there's a chatzar, which leads open into two different mavois, as we've explained, and it has a doorway to one mavoi which it frequently uses, and has a doorway to the other mavoi which it doesn't as frequently use. If the mavoi which is next to the door which is more frequently used makes their own shituf, and the people in the chatzar don't participate in that shituf, and the other mavoi next to the door which is less frequently used also doesn't make their own shituf, and obviously then the people in the chatzar didn't join with them, so what's the halacha in this case? So the halacha is dochen osa etel zeh hamavoi she'ena regila b'mei shelo eriv. We push the chatzar off to, and we act as if it's connected to, the mavoi, which also didn't make any shituf, even though it's next to the door, which is less frequently used. Hovali he lo erva, v'hu lo erv, since neither the people in the mavoi nor in the chatzar had made any shituf, dochen osa, we push it off to that side, kadesh lo tes, or al mavoi zeh, she'erv l'asmo, in order so that the chatzar not cause problems and forbid the people in the mavoi, which was next to its more frequently used door, but that they had made a shituf amongst themselves, we don't want to mess that up, and therefore we push the chatzar off, so to speak, to the other mavoi, the one which hadn't made a shituf. Halacha yud, chatzar she'esh la pesach l'mavoi, u'pesach acher l'bikka o l'karfei p'yeser m'vesu s'sayim. If you have a courtyard which opens up to an alleyway on one side, but on its other side it opens up to a valley or to this big enclosed area, which is more than 100 amos by 50 amos, ho'av asur l'talto mechatzar l'osu akarfeif, since it's forbidden to carry from the courtyard into that area, eino somech ela al pesach shel mavoi, it relies on the entranceway which goes into the alley. Lefikach osur al b'nei ha-mavoi ad she'shtat beiv imahem. So therefore, it's like any other chatzar around this mavoi and will forbid the other members of the mavoi from using the mavoi until it joins together in the shituf. Al imhaya karfeif beis asayim o pachos, if, however, that area was less than 100 by 50 amos, eino osur al b'nei ha-mavoi she'al ha-pesach ha-miyucha lo somech ho'al umutr l'talto b'kol ha-harfeif. Since it's able to carry completely in that enclosed area beyond it, then we assume it relies on that entranceway, because that's an area which is private to it, and accordingly isn't considered off the mavoi any longer and cannot forbid the people in the mavoi if it doesn't participate in a shita. Halacha Yud Aleph. If one of the members of the Mavoi had gone elsewhere for Shabbos, then he does not forbid the rest of them from using the Mavoi. And similarly, if one of the members of a Mavoi builds this platform, some sort of pillar or the like, which is 4 tefachim wide by the entrance of his door, so then he does not forbid the rest of them from using the alleyway if he doesn't participate in a shituf, because in this case he's designated which part is his own domain. Lach Yud Beis. Anshei Mavoi shenishtatfu miktsasan v'shachchu miktsasan v'lo nishtatfu v'valin rishusan le'elu shenishtatfu. If some of the members of the Mavoi had forgotten to, they failed to join in the shituf, while others had, so then those that had not joined the shituf nullified their domains to those that had joined the shituf. And they have the exact same halachos as we've learned in the previous brachim of somebody in a chatzer who had not joined the Eruv, and he nullifies his domain to the rest of them. So too, the same halachos apply with regards to a mavoi. And as Rama has already explained in the previous parak, that when there's a number of people that all rely on one table, they all eat together, so then they count as one person, and that's true not just with regards to the Eruvei Chatzeros, but it also applies fully to Shituf Mavos. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mavoi she'erbu kol chatzeros shebo kol chatzer v'chatzer b'pnei atzma v'achar kach nishtatfu kulam b'mavoi. If you have a Mavoi which is surrounded obviously by numerous chatzeros, and all those chatzeros had made their own Eruv, and then afterwards they joined together with a Shituf in this Mavoi, shachag echen b'mnei ha'chatzer v'lo Eruv im b'nei chatzero. If one of the members in one of the chatzeros had not joined in his Eruv, lo hifzid kulam, nothing's lost now. Sharei kulam nishtatfu, because they've all joined together in a more broad fashion with regards to the alleyway. V'ala shituf somchen, and they're relying on that partnership. V'lo hetrichu la'ari v'chatzeros im ha'shituf, ela shelo shachia chatinokas toras Eruv. And there's no need to create the chatzeros along with the shituf mavos, except for the fact that we don't want the children to forget the concept of Eruv. But your Eruv v'chatzeros, in this case, they've joined together in the chatzeros. However, if one of the members of the Shituf Mavos doesn't join and he forgot, asur b'mavoi, so then they're forbidden to use the Mavoi. Then the rest of the people in the Chatzer are still able to use the Chatzer, but they're not allowed to use the Mavoi, because in that case, the Mavoi is to the Chatzeros, just like the Chatzer is to the bottom. Nishtatfu b'mavoi v'shachachu kulan la'ari v'chatzeros. If all the people from the chatzeros joined together in the mavoi, they made a shituf, but they forgot to make their own Eruvs in their chatzeros, im enak bidim al prusasan, if they don't care so much about their particular piece of food, they would all share their food. So in that case, we can allow them to rely on the shituf to allow them to carry into their courtyards and then obviously into the alleyway as well for one Shabbos, that very first Shabbos. And this is only permitted out of the pressing circumstances, and we would not use this leniency lightly. If you have a alleyway which has not been joined together, if the people in the chateros had joined together with their houses and they made an Eruv chateros, so in that circumstance, they can only carry into the mavoi 4 amos, just like a regular karmelis. Once they made their Eruv Chatzeros in this case, it makes it as if the Mavoi is not opening up into the Chatzeros. Now, and there's only houses below Chatzeros without the courtyards, since each one of those Chatzeros is now viewed as a single house. And therefore, you can't carry at all in any of them. And if the people in the Chatzeros had not made their own Eruv Chatzeros, so in that case, they can carry the things which were left in them over Shabbos throughout it, but not into the homes, as we've seen in previous brachim, just like the case would be with a Chatzer, which they didn't make an Eruv in. If there is a non-Jew or a Jewish heretic, a Sadduci, that was living in one of the courtyards around the Mavoi, that just as we had said with regards to Eruv Chatzeros, so we need to rent out the property rights of the non-Jew, and with regards to the Sadduci, we need him to nullify his rights to the other people. So here too, we need them to do that in order to make the Mavoi be effective. However, with regards to this alleyway, there was only one non-Jew and one Jew, so then that does not demand a Shituf. V'din Yisrael Echad, V'din Rabim, Shehin Somchem, Al Shulchan Echad, Din Echad Hu. And in the same way we saw beforehand here as well, that a single Jew also counts as a single Jew if it's not actually a single Jew, but it's numerous Jews who are all sharing the same eating space, so that also counts as a single Jew. So if there's that whole group that shares a table, and on the other side there's one non-Jew, so then you don't need the Shita from Mavos in that case. Halacha Yud Zayin. Obe Kochavim Shaya Dar B'Mavoy. If there's a non-Jew who lives in this Mavoy, Im Yish Lo B'Chatzeiro Pesach Echa La'Bika, if he has in his courtyard an opening which goes out into the valley, Eino Oser Al B'nei Mavoy, so then he doesn't forbid the people in the Mavoy from using it. Afilo Hay Pesach Katan Arba Al Arba, even if there's a very small little opening, four Tefachim by four Tefachim, so that's still the Halacha. But Afal Pisha Motzi Gemalim Kronos Derech HaPesach Shem Mavoy, and even though he still does use that opening, he brings out his camels and his wagons out through the entrance in the alleyway. Ain ol Israel, and he's still not going to forbid the other Jews who would be around this mavoy. She'ain daito ela al pesach hamiyuchad lo shehu b'beka, because his major focus is on the entrance, which is specific to him, which leads out to the valley. And similarly, if it was also opened up into an enclosed area, which was more than 100 by 50 amos, that counts as if it's opened up to a valley in Australia, and therefore he doesn't forbid the people around the mavoy. If it was less than 100 by 50 amos, so then he doesn't rely on that area, but Australia, and therefore he's going to forbid the Jews from using the mavoy until they rent his rights from him. If there's an alleyway which on one side there's a non-Jew and on the other side there's numerous Jews, and there are openings, these windows, between each one of the chatzeros of the members of the Bnei Yisrael, and they all join together through those windows. Even though in a certain sense they've all now become like one household and they're allowed to carry things in and out from those windows, they are still forbidden to use the alleyway from going out the major entrances until they rent out the property rights from the non-Jew. Because in this case, they don't count as one with regards to that non-Jew. Now, how do you create a shituf with regards to a city? The first step is that every single chatzar still has to make an Erev Chatzeros in order so that the children not forget the concept of the Erev. And then afterwards, all the people in the city join together in the same fashion that we would have joined together in an alleyway. And if this city was owned by an individual, even if it was made by many people, they're all able to join together in one single partnership, vitaltu b'chol ha'medina, and they can carry throughout the whole city. And also, even if it was jointly owned, v'yishla pesach echad, but it has only one entrance, mishtafin kulo shidov echad, then they can still join together in one partnership. However, if it was owned by numerous people, and there are two entranceways, for example, they go in one and they leave the other one, even if it was made by an individual, ein ma'arvin es kula, then it can still not be joined all together as one. Ela manichin mena makom echad, and we have to leave aside from it one place. Afilu bayis echad b'chatzar achas, even just a single house, a single courtyard, mishtat fin hashar, and then the rest can join together with the shita. Miu ela mishtat fin kulan mutar mechol medina chutz meyozo makom shishiru, and then the people who had joined together are able to carry throughout the whole entire city except for that one place which they left aside. Viu osan hanishar mutar mekoman, and those people who have been left out are allowed to use their place by shita osan laatzman, assuming they make their own little shita amongst themselves, assuming it was a lot of people. But they are not allowed to carry throughout the rest of the city. And what's the point of this? It's because we want to make a distinction. Because we want to make it clear that it was the Arab which permitted them to carry in this place where so many people are going through. Because that place which they left aside and had not participated in the Shita, so they're only allowed to carry themselves, and everybody beyond is only allowed to carry within themselves. Halacha Chaf Beis. Medina Shel Rabim Sheish La Pesach Echad. If there's a city which belongs to many people, and has only one entranceway, Besulam B'makom Echad, and it has a ladder in another place, so in that case, Ma'arvan Es Kula, they can all join together, Ve'ena Tzricha Shir, and they don't have to leave aside something, She'ena Sulam B'oma Chashuv K'Pesach, because that ladder over the wall doesn't quite count as an entranceway to make it like two entranceways, then at which point you need to leave aside a part of the city in accordance with the previous halachos. Habatim shemanichin oso shir, afal pi she'inam psuchim le'ir, el achorehim le'ir, u'pneim lechotz, osin oso shir, u'marben es hashar. Now, with regard to what type of house can count as the one that they're leaving out, it could even be one that doesn't quite have openings into the city. Rather, only the back of it leads into the city, but the major entrance goes outside of the city. Nonetheless, that still can be used as the part which is left aside as a remnant, and then you can make the rest combined together with one shita. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Hamazaka b'shitaf l'pnei medina. If somebody wants to grant ownership in this joint ownership for the people in the city, im erbu kulan erb echad, if it was a case, as we saw described before, where they're all joining together in one joint ownership, and it's not that they have to leave aside some other part, eino tzarech l'odion, you don't need to tell them about this, shezochosu lehen, since this is considered beneficial to them, you can do it even without their consent. V'din misha shachach v'lo nishtatev im b'nei ha-medina, o misha halach l'shpos b'ir acheres, o v'chavim shayimahin b'medina, din ha-kol k'dinam b'chatzar imav. And with regards to these other halachos, somebody who had forgotten and hadn't joined together with the city, or somebody who had left the city to go to another city for Shabbos, or if there's a non-Jew there in that city, so then the halachos are the exact same we find by Chatzeros and by other Mavavos. Halacha Chaf Dalet, final halach on the parak. Medina shenishtatfu kol yoshveha chutz mivavo yachad. If you have a city where all the people, all the inhabitants join together except for one alleyway, hareza osur al kulan. So that one alleyway which refused to participate, that can make it forbidden for all of them. Vim banu matzeva pesach hamavoy, and if they had built this platform or pillar in front of the entrance of that alleyway, ain't osur, then in that case, it won't forbid the rest of them. Lafikach aim arba medina lachatzan. Therefore, we don't have a combination of all the people in one city halfway, ela okula o mavoy mavoy. Either we do all of them, or we do it individually, one mavoy by one mavoy. Ubona ko mavoy mavoy matseva al pescho, and then each one of the people in their own respective mavoys will build a matseva, this platform or pillar in front of its entrance, imrat lachol grishuso mehen, if it wants to make itself distinct, kadesh lo yes or al shar mavoys, in order to ensure that it not make the other ones forbidden. That concludes this parak. Have a wonderful day.